Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in time for a daily editorial with Jim McKinney. Jim is rapidly becoming the hero of this show, and I think pretty soon it's going to be called the JM Report. But he's got to pay me a lot of money before I'm willing to do that. This guy is, I have to say, the best informed citizen who I have ever met in my life, and I'm proud to have him on the show. Jimmy, I just did a very interesting interview with John Horvat, which will air on the weekend show. We were talking about the parallels that are going on in America right now and the parallels of some of the things that are going on in the Catholic Church. John is very, very actively attempting to, with his organization, make some changes within the church so it no longer parallels our society, because our society is not something, in his opinion and certainly in my opinion, that any worthwhile organization would want to parallel. What's going on with the Democratic support right now, Jim, in terms of Democratic official support for Joe Biden? You had a very interesting story that you and I were talking about off mic here just recently.
The Democrats don't trust Joe Biden to control the nuclear codes. That's pretty frightening. Why the heck would they support a candidate that they don't trust with nuclear control of the most powerful arsenal on the planet next to the former Soviets or the Russians?
Why do you say Jimmy they don't Panetta, trust Biden? Why do you say they don't trust Biden?
Ted Lieu and Jimmy Panetta, Congress members from California, drafted a letter to Joe Biden on the 22nd of February with endorsement from 29 other members of Congress requesting that Joe Biden decentralize control of the nuclear arsenal, take away the controls directly from the president, and disperse them to include the vice president, Kamala Harris, and members of Congress, and require a declaration of war before launching a nuclear weapon. Now, maybe for some people that's why wouldn't we do that? Well, the problem is the enemies that might use a nuclear weapon or the fact of deterrence is completely gone if you don't have the ability to respond if they begin to spin up their nuclear capabilities. We have a massive system that's been in place since the Cold War days to ensure stability and global deterrence against nuclear weapons. And these guys don't trust Joe Biden enough to give him authority to make the decision of whether or not to launch a nuclear weapon. That is a telling statement of their considerations to his mental capacity. It includes the 31 members that signed it, including Jimmy Panetta, which, you know, basically he's taking the seat from his father, Leon Panetta, from long ago. I'm not sure exactly the relationship there, but clearly in Carmel. And a number of other California members, but includes some Washington State members, Jayapal and Rick Larson, as well as a number of other California far progressive candidates like Ro Khanna. It's amazing to me. This is amazing to me that the Democrats would actually publish a document like this requesting to give away nuclear controls to the commander-in-chief and the president of the United States.
Well, I can see what the response is going to be right now from the progressives. The response is going to be because that's the safest thing to do, regardless of whether it's, somebody of the stature of, say, John F. Kennedy or what have you in the White House. They're going to say, you can't just have it in one person's hands. That's not right. It's better for the country. I would say they would almost use that as a campaign issue, Jimmy.
The Democrats?
Yeah.
They may, but I'll tell you what, this is going to undermine their credibility and trust and faith. Why the heck would you elect a guy or choose a party leader that you don't trust with the nuclear codes?
I don't know.
The way the system works. And that's, to me, that's a telling statement. And I think there's probably some more, people underlying that would like, below the surface here, that would like to take away those authorities, because it really takes away the ability to respond to an Iranian threat, to a terrorist nuclear threat, to a potential Soviet launch, Russian launch, or most importantly, the most powerful growing military power on the planet, the Chinese.
Yep.
And, that's something that you take away that capacity to make that immediate decision, a lot of enemies would be able to push and force actions. And it's not a nuclear action that would be required, but a military action, and the inability to respond with nuclear power would give the advantage to a very powerful conventional force like a Chinese force in a Taiwan scenario. So you could not use the threat of nuclear deterrence for an invasion of Taiwan by Chinese forces. You could not use the threat of deterrence if the Iranian government develops, as they are very close to doing, a weapon and launches it towards Israel or potentially even towards Western Europe and possibly even towards the United States. That's the same with North Korea, which has a Taepodong missiles that can actually reach the west coast of the United States. Without that deterrent capability, that immediate response, you've given the advantage to the enemy. And yep. That is absolutely unacceptable. And the fact that they don't understand foreign policy, that the Democrats that signed this letter don't understand foreign policy and military policy enough to know how important that deterrent factor and decision-making process is with the president's control, is a very, very telling statement.
The only comment I can make is, let's see where we're at towards the end of this year. I hope we're in a better place than we are right now. I'm actually starting to lose sleep over this situation right now, and I pray to God that our audience really grows. It's pretty good right now, but that it grows even more so that people will at least use this as food for thought. Anything else you want to bring up, Jimmy?
Yeah, there's a couple things. First of all, our listeners and our regular listeners, they need to pass this on to other people and get the links out there as much as possible to the show. That's important for people to spread this information. And we have to do that not just with our show, but across the board with people that are providing information that counters the narrative. Steven Crowder, Louder with Crowder, he's a talk show guy, podcast guy, really funny, conservative guy. He presented a video that actually has him and his staff going to addresses that do not exist from voter ballot information, and Twitter suspended that video. So he has evidence that there were nobody living at a number of these different places that voted. There were no address that existed, and they suspended that video because it didn't comply with their draconian and authoritarian control of information to protect the lies of the Democrats that actually really sincerely created the most questionable election in American history.
Yeah.
So that's one thing. But the other thing that I want to finish up on here is there is a live press conference by Democrats in New York right now asking for Cuomo to be prosecuted, Andrew Cuomo, the governor, to be prosecuted for what he did with retirement homes and forcing people back into elderly care clinics with COVID and the number of people that died. And they are serious about it. And I'll tell you what, Cuomo is getting hammered in numerous ways. And I predict that fairly soon he's going to have to bow out or he's going to be impeached, potentially given criminal charges against him.
Yep.
There's also a news report of one of his senior aides, of him basically sexually, intimidating her, and she complained about it, didn't get specific, but now she's getting specific. Yep. You start throwing these together against this, during the COVID crisis, this guy that was held up as the leader and the great, what a wonderful way he was managing this, you're really undermining a lot of narratives, including the CNN and his brother Chris Cuomo, who kind of propped up that entire agenda. So I'm happy to see the pressure and the reality coming out, and we got to see more and more reality and more facts of what has happened over this last year and a half, and get that out and change and really get people back on board with what America means and honesty and truth and the ability to speak freely.
Amen, Jimmy. I hope this really happens. Cuomo really needs to be prosecuted for making that decision, as I understand it. If the accusations are true, he has no right being the governor of a state like New York. Jim, thank you so much, bud.
Always a pleasure, Al.